Well, Alex, good to get one on the board against Hull.
Yeah, we spoke after the game, and just after the run we had into Christmas, just nice to get back to winning ways. I think we had renewed confidence before the failed game against Bromsgrove on the 22nd, and we managed to hold on to that through the Christmas period and came out and scored some nice tries.
My overriding sort of feeling as I left here was nothing wrong with the attack side of the game, but defensively maybe you've got to look at one or two things.
Yeah, we had a good look at the DVD with the boys last night, and as daft as it sounds, two of the scores came off our mistakes going forward, where we play a set pattern and an unforced error in the midfield sort of throws that, unfortunately for us, it the ball rolled to their 15, who on the day was probably the best player on the park, lightning quick and with a great step, and he managed to dance through us to score one of the tries. And then we just got individual errors in defence. Maybe Johnny Morris, we praised him for coming back and for having such an impact on training, but just once or twice, he's a very quiet lad, and his lack of communication with Geraint in the centres just meant that the guys waltzed through and passed through that corridor and scored another one. So yeah, there's at least two or three that we could rule out easily.
Yes, I could tell. The one where they scored almost immediately under the post, so you were particularly annoyed about, really.
Yeah, I mean, we'd obviously all, the whole team put you in that position. We were scrummaging 5 metres from our own line through mistakes. But the scrummage went well, and as a front five forward, let alone director of rugby, when you stand up and somebody's walked in under the post untouched, then it rather grates a little.
On the plus point, though, you got your bonus point try before half-time. So, as I say, there was nothing wrong with you going forward.
No, definitely. You know, very confident. Our pattern is working. Set piece is still dominant, and it has remained so throughout the rough patch. And we're just getting a bit more confidence through the centres and into the space out wide. And you saw again that Drew Cheshire's got his name on the score sheet, and Alex Rumsey, so the wingers can score. And we've got threats all over the park.
Be nice to back it up. You've got another home game this weekend.
It would, yeah. I think if we can keep our performance the same and obviously tighten up defence, then Coldy, we've always had good matches against Coldy. I'd say they're pretty level and equal to us in terms of ability on the park on the day. But obviously our patch and after Christmas, be nice to get back-to-back wins.
I think I'm right in saying you were beaten up there, were you, earlier in the season?
We were, yeah. I mean, it was a close game for the majority, and then they went away from us a bit at the end, and we dropped our heads slightly. But no real threat, you know, nothing that really scares us going into this one. So, like I say, on our patch, I'd hope to have a good strong performance and get the win.
It's a point we made before, but if you take perhaps Stourbridge out of the equation, it will look like they're going to run away with this league by a country mile, to be honest. Everybody else on their day seems capable of beating everybody else, really.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think Darlington and Hull Ionians are keeping their heads above it slightly at the moment, but the chasing pack, everyone can beat everybody, and that's probably hindering anybody pushing Darlington and Hull for that second place. That said, Hull and Darlington, we weren't overly impressed with what they offered when we went to them. Obviously, Darlington's a difficult place to go to because it often entails an overnight stay.